put the guest speaker on the spot. That's, I've always believed in that, not like politicians who try to evade any live broadcasts and live questions without being rehearsed first. I was going to continue on tonight with Christian Zionist and Jewish Zionism and how it all came about, and the motivations leading up to the likes of George Bush, etc., who were, I guess, a modified version of Puritans, which were, believe it or not, troublemakers to a certain degree, although they had a Christian heart that eventually turned the opposite way into a type of greed. And I also wanted to touch base just to make people aware of the injustices of all the wars and the conflicts that are ongoing. In particular, I told you that I filed a war crimes report against Tony Blair and the British government on behalf of the people of Iraq. I felt compelled to do that because I think there was an injustice there. It was nothing to do with 9/11, nothing to do with democracy or humanitarian concern for Saddam Hussein. As you know, at one stage, America were allies with Iraq and, in actual fact, encouraged Iraq to go to war against Iran for no reason whatsoever, apart from expanding their own territory and, of course, to possibly gain access to the gas and oil fields that are prolific in Iran at this time. And so we had this situation develop, which has gone now unchecked. We see your president zapping around the Far East, Southeast Asia, and yet there's an imminent war going on in Gaza with the Israelis, which could extend to Syria and possibly Iran, based on the nature of it. And the president, in my opinion, should return to America and nip this in the bud. But of course, he's not going to do that because his own position is funded by Zionist financiers, and both he and Romney, as you know, pledged their allegiance towards Israel. And this road to peace is an absolute false facade. There's no intention of a two-state solution. There never has been. And we touched base on that last night. But what I want to bring to your attention was not only the unjust war on Iraq and currently on Afghanistan for reasons we don't know, but also what was going on in Iraq in the oil for food, oil for medicine program that was supposed to be a humanitarian project headed up by the United Nations, where billions of dollars were poured into this so-called humanitarian effort. And then when it arrived eventually on the shores of Iraq, it was stolen by Western forces on false billing invoices, and there's been no inquiry to this day, and there's quite a few people.
Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, MEG, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Time after time, I've done my sentence, but committed no crime. And bad mistakes, I've made a few. I've had my share of sand kicked in my face, but I've come through.
And I need to go home.
To give you sound advice and do your own research and just monitor what the people are doing in the Far East at the moment and learn by our mistakes in the West and learn from them because they are overtaking us at a fast rate of knots. Also, Alison C, of course, the wonderful National Antibiotic is available through my website and also Paul Brockton's website, internettruth.org. A wonderful man, a religious man, with deep ethics and morality, and certainly the person to guide you on your financial career or endeavours. Okay, so let's go back to the foundation of Christian Zionism. There's a growing movement that I call Christian Zionists that work hand in hand, of course, with the Jewish Zionists. They work very close together, but they're in opposition to each other. Let's take a look now how these seeds developed and how it was grown to what it is today. We have to go back to actually 1620, when the Pilgrim Fathers sailed on the Mayflower to the New World. That's a terrible word to use, isn't it? New World, New World Order, very convenient. It was their belief at the time that there was a divine mission to land, especially on this appointed land, which is now referred to as the New Israel. Over a period of time, the settlement and population expanded, resulting in breakaway groups forming, some of whom become what we now describe as fanatical Puritans. And I mean that with true sincerity. These breakaway groups are purely, certainly fanatical. Their attitude and response to native Indians was appalling, to say the least. They considered themselves the chosen ones, and therefore all other species were considered savages or heathens. They decimated many native Indians, almost to a point of extinction. They carried out some of the most savage massacres in our time, and this occurred time and time again. Now we can see the foundation blocks that has led to some of the current radicals that grace our planet. Many people, even to this day, fail to understand their logic or understand and ask the question, what justified hunting down native Indians, slaughtering men, women and children in their sleep, and then doing this all over time and time again? The Puritans truly believed that all of this was in God's name, and that these natives were pagans, only to be slaughtered. Their reasoning defies logic, common decency, and Christian principles. Sometimes we have to ask ourselves, how can any Christian think the way they think, or plan something that is so evil? It is truly beyond words. And so this lives on today. You can recall George Bush, just prior to the war with Iraq, where he said God sent him into Iraq. And even our ex-Prime Minister Tony Blair jumped on the bandwagon and used wordings that were so similar. We really have to hold our head in shame. Everyone talking about Christianity and what is right in God's name, and yet everyone associated with the past and current crises must accept this is the most ungodly act that we're carrying out at the moment. And this extreme ideology or philosophy really does not stand good in this world. It is obvious that the Crusades continue to live on in the minds of many of the hardline Christians and other breakaway groups. A famous guy called Weber believed that Puritans was an extreme branch of the Protestant religion, which is quite correct. They viewed riches as a sign of salvation, added religious significance, meaning and rationality to economic action. People engaged in business and orientated to profit were perceived as employers engaged in tasks given by God. Work in the service of rational organizations for the provision of humanity with material goods has without doubt always appeared to be representative of the capitalist spirit of today. And so the foundation of imperialism and this extreme ideology that goes along with its deeply rooted foundation stones of the American infrastructure and the leader of the world superpowers as an uncanny and very unique way of using religion as an instrument to mould foreign policy, whilst at the same time manipulating its people into believing what it is doing is not only godly but just. The term founding fathers was frequently and still is used during many speeches, with overtones of America being the beacon for freedom and civilization. Unfortunately, the last run of presidents has changed the image of the US into an aggressive nation that has only ruled by one method only, and that is the iron fist. US foreign policy is an aggressive push in favor of its own economic greed, with an urgency to control as much of the world's resources that it possibly can, and at whatever the cost. Like other nations, they now form the G8s, Germany, Italy, Japan, UK, US, Canada and Russia, or the fairly new group that was called G20, group of 20 finance ministers and central banking governors. They concoct diversionary tactics to take your attention away from the real issues that exist in our respective countries. One such example was the so-called pandemic called swine flu. We rushed in the production of the Tamiflu vaccine, immediately followed by the swine flu vaccine. The mind boggles on the amount of money this exercise generated for the pharmaceutical industry. I'm sure we must all take a look at this exercise with deep suspicion, especially that to date, as a result of that so-called pandemic, only just over 1,000 died worldwide. I can recall many thousands dying from conventional flu. So what is all this propaganda about? We could even be suspect of the vaccine itself, and the evil bankers truly believe in depopulation and birth control, otherwise known as infertility. And so Agenda 21 is right there before you. Don't take my word for it. Take some time out and study it. So let's go back to the topic of religion and look at these faiths that emerged from the original Puritan groups. You may be shocked to learn that at least 60% of evangelic Christians support Israel up to the hilt. According to their religious beliefs, they have a mandate to not only support Israel, but also to promote the return of the Jewish community back to their so-called promised land. They also believe it is their duty to safeguard Israelis' existence and their eyes, the West Bank, belong to the Jews. These same fanatical groups do regular trips back to Israel, but instead of their focus being on the birthplace of Jesus, they spend considerable time at the original site of the Temple of Solomon. They believe that even though this holy site is clearly now a major worshipping place for the Islamic community, they promote its destruction and for the rebuilding of the temple. And frequently this is reenacted on many of the visits by your respective citizens of America. I don't want to put the emphasis on America, because this same push also comes from the UK and Europe, who are totally Zionist controlled, and they likewise go on many visits to Israel, all expenses paid, and of course that has strings attached, as we've discussed before, that we've discussed quite openly before. One can read so many conspiracies as to who may be involved in this plot to rebuild the Temple of Solomon, or who may push for its resurrection. Many names and establishments come to mind with the connection of the so-called New World Order. Many evangelic priests have some very powerful words that indicate not only the return of the Jews as some very powerful, the returning the Jews to the Promised Land, but also the removal of the Palestinians. Rebuilding of the temple and the conversion of Jews into Christianity. Some names that come to mind are Richard Land and David Regan. Then you have people like Stan Johnson, who talked about many aspects from a nuclear attack on the US, offered survival supplies at marked up prices, to setting up oil drilling companies in Israel and Armageddon, etc. So, we have one caller. It's nice to have a caller so early in the program. If RBN would be kind enough to give me a prod when the breaks are coming up, because I don't like to interrupt callers. So our first caller is Steve from Pennsylvania, I believe. Welcome to the program, Steve, and go ahead. We've got 30 seconds till the break, so just say hello and then we'll come back after the break, if that's okay.
I know it's evening time in Australia, where you are. Anyway, I just wanted to call in, and I'd like to listen to your show. And 30 seconds. Somebody say something back here.
Yeah.
You know that maintaining your health is getting harder than ever. GMO, chemtrails, designer viruses, toxins, and mysterious syndromes make it very difficult to protect yourself and loved ones. So what can you do? How can you fight back and own your health? What if powerful technology existed designed to help you optimize your physical and mental well-being, correct chronic issues, and extend your quality of life? Skeptical? Sure. We were too, but results don't lie. Your body's an energy system, and the future of medicine will use non-toxic bioenergy to rejuvenate your cells with the perfect living energy they're made from. How do we know? Because that future began nearly 100 years ago and lives on today because of powerful results. T8 is a breakthrough technology that's transforming the science of bioenergetic rejuvenation. To learn why over 800 holistic practitioners and people just like you bought T8s over the past 3 years, visit antiaging8.com. That's antiaging, the numeral 8, www.jimcoolgate.com or call 979-227-2277. 979-227-2277.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Time after time, I've done my sentence, but committed no crime. And bad mistakes, I've made a few. I've had my share of bad kicks in my bed, but I've come through.
And I need to go home.
Which wrote off the Gaza Central Police Station, and beyond a shadow of doubt, that was depleted uranium, which is a weapon of mass destruction, totally in violation of the Geneva Convention. So even if the conflict stopped now, the damage is done. There's a genetic code now set in that country where those bombs are going off, and it's going to be there for 4.5 billion years, and we can't clean it up. And so I was angry last night, Steve, and I please beg anyone's forgiveness if I got carried away last night. Back to you, Steve.
Okay, bye.
No, Steve, are you there? Hello? Hello, Steve? Have we lost him? Okay. Steve, I did want you to stay on and continue. I'm sure you wanted to stay more. I wasn't cutting you off. I was just apologizing for my attitude last night. It may have been a little bit over the line. But if you want to come back on, that's fine. Or anyone else, the telephone number is 800-313-9443. Steve, because of the break, I didn't really give you time to say anything. And so please come back on board if you want to, and let's have a discussion on whatever topic is of interest to you. Anyway, if you don't come back, thank you for saying that you like the show anyway. Okay, that's 800-313-9443. and we're talking about Christian and Jewish Zionism. I gave you a few names there. And what I find incredible is that many of these powerful Christian and Jewish Zionists have direct access to both the past and current presidents, and of course, more importantly, to Congress itself, which they almost totally control. Between them, they have the ability to manipulate policies and raise significant funds to support political campaigns, including presidential elections, as we've found of past. The people that surround the president are not only from these groups, but also from their more powerful banking groups that control Wall Street, and not forgetting the good old Reserve Bank of Australia, the Reserve Bank of America, not as ours is any different, which all have direct connections to the Rothschilds in London, who of course actually own those entities. And in case you didn't know, the Reserve Banking System is private sector, and they print your money for you, and they charge your government accordingly. The other topics I wanted to raise were, and these are organizations that are so instilled in your mind already as being instrumental in the New World Order and the manipulation of your government and my government and European government. The Council of Foreign Relations, of course, plays a major part. The Council for National Policy, the American Israel Public Affairs Committee, known as AIPAC. The Freemasonry organization is obviously interlinked there, and we won't go down that road, but we've discussed that and its connection with pedophilia. There are masters that control Wall Street and the City of London, which is the true axis of evil, with what the conspiracy believes forms such organizations as the Bilderberg Group, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Rothschilds, the Windsors, which is the royal family, and the City of London, which in itself is a sovereign state within a sovereign state. Many believe that the Iraq 9/11 and the war in Afghanistan were all pre-planned months before each event took place, and that's quite true, because I have all the evidence that links Paul Wolfowitz and the Project for the New American Century as planning these attacks some 20 years ago. And if you listen to General Clark, who's given many speeches at universities, he can vouch that he was also privy to receiving or citing secret memos highlighting their intentions soon after 9/11. And so these elite and very privileged groups sincerely believe in the continuation of conflict and war, and that all people outside of these organizations are to be controlled. If you haven't heard already, there is a plan, there is a resolution gone through Congress in disguise that now authorizes the use of chip and PIN as a future form of not only identity, but as a replacement for cash. And the chip and PIN, for those that didn't hear the broadcast before, is about the size of a grain of rice, which is injected subcutaneously under the skin, not into the blood, obviously. And we're just coming up to a break, folks. I'll just carry on for a couple of ticks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call Get Berkey at 855-GET-BERKEY. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GETBERKEY.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Time after time, I've done my sentence, but committed no crime. And bad mistakes, I've made a few. I've had my shells and kicked in my face, but I've come through.
And I need to go on.
They did, nonetheless, nobody stopped it. The UN didn't stop it, and of course, all the inquiries have failed since then. And so, with this latest attack on Gaza, knowing the Middle East so well, I was infuriated. And they say when you're angry, you either talk about it or you put pen to paper. And last night, I just blasted away and got rid of my feelings. And so, I don't know how it came across, Lou, but. And that's how I felt, so I thought I'd better apologize in case I upset someone.
I don't think you have anything to be, I mean, when you're talking about people being killed and slaughtered, I mean, it's natural to be somewhat emotional about it. I mean...
Are you yourself ex-military, Lou?
No, I'm not. I personally wouldn't have anything to do with the military. I'll tell you something. In the United States, you know, they have these polls like how much confidence do you have in your politicians? Politicians get low ratings. But when the U.S. population is polled, do you have confidence in the U.S. military? The percentage is 78% say yes. Let me give you another example. You know, when Barack Obama ran in this last election, I was watching TV, and the 2 days prior to the election, there were constant ads, Colin Powell, telling people to vote for Barack Obama. Colin Powell is a flat liar. He's the guy that, you know, went on TV with that stupid tale about weapons of mass destruction, because the Pentagon knows that he had such high approval trust ratings with the American public, and the man just flat out lied. And here now, the American people are so ignorant that they still, such is the love for the military, the worship of the military, that this bum comes on TV after proving himself to be a liar, you know, selling that war years ago, and he comes on recommending a Barack Obama because he's so loved by the public. This is the love of the military. And it is outrageous, and you should be outraged. Anyone should be outraged, because Israel gets away with what it does because the U.S. supports it. You can correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't it true that Great Britain is speaking out against what Israel is doing now?
Well, yes and no. That's a false front loop, because what they say to the media and what goes on behind the closed doors is not the same, because the politicians and the prime minister are funded by the same Zionist world order, the same people that fund Barack Obama and Romney. As I said on many shows before, you didn't have such a good choice, because you had two potential presidents, both painted with the same, or tarnished with the same Zionist brush. So what choice did you have? And, you know, when we talk about the military, what the military, the young men, of course, are wanting a fight. I can recall when I was young, how keen I was to get onto the battlefield, you know, but it's ridiculous when you get there and you realize, you get disillusioned and realize that the reason that you're there for is not what you thought. It's nothing to do with keeping the streets of London or the streets of New York or America safe. This is all about imperialistic greed and oil and natural resources. And many of the soldiers come back. You've got, I think, a million vets at the moment that are victims of your own weapons, depleted uranium. And that's what they're hailing down on Gaza at the moment. They are weapons of mass destruction. And therefore, the likes of your Colin Powell and your Supreme Commander, the President, and my Prime Minister, anyone that supports that conflict at the moment, including the Israelis, are guilty of war crimes.
You know, I don't know if it's your phone or it's because you're so far away in Australia, but sometimes your audio is of, like, you know, I can hear most of it, but I suppose it's just that you're so far away that sometimes the words become a little bit garbled. Have you noticed that when you listen to it?
Yes, I do have reports. I mean, I really couldn't be any further away. If you drilled a hole through the earth now where you're standing and you kept at it for some centuries, you might catch up with me.
Yeah, Australia.
I'm literally on the underside of the world, and it's only gravity that keeps us both there.
Yeah, I mean, I think to fly to Australia, I think it takes like 18 hours or something, right?
Well, I came the long way round, as I put on air. You know, this was I left England for personal harassment. I had death threats, and I've got a massive court case going at the moment in London, which is ongoing. And I left in a hurry. I left with basically nothing. I gave most of my stuff away to charity. My wonderful car I had, I gave away at a ridiculous price, and then transited through Florida to Latin America and came the long way round. And as I said on air before, I've been in war zones, I've been in the military, and generally I'm not scared of anyone anymore, because I think we all have to be, you know, stand up and be counted. But the most horrific experience for me was transiting through Miami. I had visions of Guantanamo Bay and getting arrested as soon as I touched down with American Airlines. But anyway, that was a figment of my imagination.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
What are your own views at the moment on Gaza? Have you monitored the Gaza situation or what?
I'm not an expert, you know, but I mean, it's, they're just murdering people. And what they always do is, you know, they say, oh, you know, you can't expect us not to fight back. It's just the same nonsense. They just repeat this. You know, it's just a, what angers me, you know, they can do what they want, but for America to support it is just unconscionable. For me as an American to have to put up with that, you know, my government is supporting that, you know, is really, it's just that every American should be angry. And I've heard that in Australia now, you know, it's pretty much that same. Australia is very, in fact, just like the U.S., basically, Australia has now become sort of an Israeli satellite. Is that true?
Yeah, absolutely. Our current prime minister, of course, is a puppet of the New World Order. So the octopus tentacles reach out right down under. But what you may not have realized is that the old defense policy in America has changed dramatically. I don't know whether you're aware, but when you build these numerous weapons, depleted uranium and tactical nuclear weapons and cruise missiles, which have also got uranium in them, but before, when you exported anything, it was passed through the Department of Defense and then went through what they call a transmittal notice in the U.S. Congress for approval. You don't just give your arms to anyone. And, of course, that would highlight whether it's Israel or whether it's Germany or UK or wherever. And now that procedure stopped. What they've done is to get around this and to cover it up is they've created a military unit, a U.S. military unit in Israel. So now it becomes an internal transfer between a U.S. depot and an overseas depot, but with the proviso that the host country, Israel, can use your weaponry if it so chooses. And so now Congress has been cut out, and even the signature of the president is no longer required. That is under the radar arms smuggling. And at the moment, the stockpile in Gaza is four times higher, a minimum of four times higher than it was for the previous onslaught of Gaza. So you can see that they're trying to create this massive superpower in the Middle East through what they call divide and conquer. Back to you, Liv.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that's, you know, they figure out a way around everything. And so, you know, I mean, Americans should be outraged. I mean, Americans should have nothing to do with Israel. If Israel wants to, you know, go around killing people or do whatever they want to steal everybody's land, you know. I mean, to me, you know, you got a lot of Bible people in the Patriot movement. When I read the Bible personally, you know, it's just a book of Israelites chapter after chapter. They just say, you know, we hate everybody. God's put a curse on everybody. We can take over anybody's land. It all belongs to us, you know. It's the same attitude. And if Americans, you know, they support that because they believe that stupid buck, you know.
Well, I guess the other thing is, and I'll ask you this question because it's something that I learned myself, that I was raised on a fairly strict religious backing originally until I saw things going on with the priest. I was a choir boy at a Church of England church, and I was a choir boy, and I loved singing. I loved the job, but then I became aware of what the priest was doing to some of the younger boys, and I was present in the house and where he'd run his hand up the leg of the boys, you know, in their shorts. And so, being wise and being raised correctly by my mum, I told her about this, and she immediately pulled me out of the church. I had three encounters altogether that would have been so close to becoming another victim of pedophilia. And so I got this disillusionment. But I've always been a very compassionate and an environmentalist, because I believe in this world that God created the planet, and he gave the planet to you to care for in whatever form and whatever way you could. So we have neglected that duty because we're allowing our military to, at will, fire off depleted uranium and real nuclear weapons in ongoing wars since the Balkan Wars, which were started by NATO. So that's basically it. What do you feel on that topic?
Well, I mean, I just think that, number one to me, I mean, you look at the fact that 78% of Americans say they have confidence in the military. You know, and then you've also probably got 78% of Americans say they, you know, they believe in the Bible and all that. So, I mean, I think I read the Bible, it's a filthy book. Yeah, that's my personal opinion. Now, if you can believe in God is one thing, but to me, when I read the Torah, I don't consider that to be the Word of God, and I don't think there's any chance that it is the Word of God. It's what was written, you know, by the Israelites. I mean, when the Israelites say, you know, God chose them among all the people of the world to be his people. I mean, you guarantee you who wrote that. God didn't write it. An Israelite wrote it. You know, they go through the, it's like the Manson family. God puts a curse on everybody and tells the Israelites to go, you know, kill them all, kill their cattle, kill their children, leave the virgins alive to rape them. You know, it's sick. And so, I mean, it's not, I guess in a way it's not surprising. All of these idiots, you know, like, why are the churches support what is going on, you know? They just think it's fine. Anything for Israel, you know?
Well, I would have to... I will respond in a neutral way because I'm the host of the show and I have to be very careful which way I lean, as you can appreciate. But I understand where you're coming from, and at the end of the day, this is democracy and free speech, etc. And I have, myself, from my own personal experience, I have some grave concerns about the church infrastructure. I certainly know that the New World Order is linked to UK, to the City of London, and that is then linked to the Vatican, but not the Vatican in the religious sense. So we've got this very powerful lobby group, which is called the New World Order, which do not worship Christianity, but are worships of Lucifer, or basically the devil worshippers. And so people don't understand that when you go to the square to see the Pope, at that same altar, at some ungodly hour, there's some satanic ritual going on. So basically the church has been infiltrated by both good and bad. And there's more bad at the moment. And there's an inquiry on in the UK, and a royal inquiry here, and they've really missed the golden opportunity. And what they've said is, this is an inquiry into the church's abuse of children. What it should have been was, it should have been a royal inquiry into pedophilia per se. And they've missed this opportunity because it's not just the church as a criminal, it's also the Freemasonry groups and also very, very senior politicians, and in some cases, even at the highest level, like Gordon Brown, our Prime Minister, and to a certain degree, Tony Blair. So it doesn't stop just at the church. And so we've got two full inquiries going on, an absolute waste of money, and the true perpetrators will not come to justice. They'll just get a few small chicken in between, and it'll be brushed under the carpet.
Yeah, I mean, well, I mean, you've got government cooperating with crooked corporations, and with churches. I mean, they're all working together now. I mean, so it's like people need to wake up, but they don't. Believe me, American people are stupid. I don't know what it's like in Australia, but.
On, 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 on.
Would you like to reclaim lost health? Are supplements only getting you so far? Hey, folks, my name is Franklin. I had a heart attack in 2006 that left me with a damaged valve, working at only 20% capacity and odds against being here now. Then I found RNA Drops, a patented completement formula that creates perfect cells in your body. My perfect cells helped me to regain heart function and more. What could your body do with perfect cells? For a limited time, you can find out for free. Go to franklinsrnadrops.com and get a free mini bottle, valued at $50 on its way. Just pay shipping and handling. While you're there, you can view our growing line of products and hear amazing stories of what these products have done for others. My story is there as well. That's franklinsrnadrops.com. Start reclaiming your health today by giving your body what it needs. I cannot wait to hear what your perfect cells are doing for you. Thank you.
Answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Time after time, I've done my sentence, but committed no crime. And bad mistakes, I've made a few. I've had my shells and kicked in my bed, but I've come through.
And I need to go home.
Steve's back again, that I'm frustrated. I'm a mature person. I'm in retirement. I've been in the military. I've been a patriot for my country. I've seen what goes on. I'm not impressed with what's gone on. I've seen returned to the areas of conflict. In particular, I've done several trips to Iraq while the war was on. Again, I didn't like what I saw. I didn't like what I saw in the Middle East with this continual confrontation. The reasons we don't know, the multitude of false flags that brainwash us all into believing that Islamic terrorists are everywhere and our streets are not safe. But just to reiterate, there is no Al-Qaeda, there's never been an Al-Qaeda. It's assumed an created by the CIA to keep us all in a state of panic and in constant war. Bin Laden wasn't killed by the US Navy SEALs, as they stipulated this year. He died in a Pakistani military hospital in Rawalpindi on December the 14th, 2001, just after 9/11, for which he also denounced, by the way, in case he didn't know. He was a very sick man. He was sick for two reasons. He had severe renal problems, and he died from renal failure. But he also had major problems because of his enormous size. And when you get people of that size, which are truly giants, they have abnormalities in the size of the heart, etc., etc. So a very sick man. And so we have to listen to this crap day in, day out. And then our leaders have the audacity to stand in ground zero and lower their heads and lay a wreath, when they themselves were the perpetrators, as was Israel and Mossad, who played a major part in that role. Lou, stay on the line. I just want to bring Steve back in. I think it's Steve from Pennsylvania. Go ahead. Are you there, Steve?
Yeah, how you at? Yeah, you're doing fine. And you're talking just the same way I'm thinking, and I don't know what the hell to say right now.
Just say it, my friend.
Okay, I'm going to tell you what it is. I mean, let's go back to the Garden of Eden, okay? And we got this influence of the devil because it wasn't the bitten fruit that was created as evil. It was a fallen angel that fornicated with Eve, and that was Cain. Cain killed Abel. Okay, and here we got the Jewish religion right now. And all our problems right now are with, I'm going to call it the Zionist Jew people. Okay? They did the bullshit.